Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The good news is that there's good news. Hi, it's the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan. Feeling good about the world today, even though there's probably a lot. We could dig around and find a lot of bad stuff. But I have something. By the way, Jennifer is not feeling well, so she'll be back with us on tomorrow. That is our hope, anyway. There's an analysis out today from a French professor named Bruno Dubois, who is the director of the Institute of Memory and Alzheimer's in Paris. He's in charge of the study of and the treatment of Alzheimer's in all of the hospitals in Paris. And he has addressed the subject in a rather reassuring way. So for those of you who may be my age, those of you who may be Victoria's age, those of you who may have had a scare, excuse me, if you are aware of your memory problems, you don't have Alzheimer's, according to Professor Dubois.
If you know that you don't remember something, then you're
yes,
okay?
Yes, that's correct. Number one, you forget names of families, okay? Don't have Alzheimer's. Number two, you don't remember where you put things. Don't have Alzheimer's. It often happens that if you are 60 or older, people complain. I know I have done this for the past 10 years or so. I can't remember the name. You know how I, on the air, I will say, oh, damn it, I can't. I might not say, oh, damn it.
It doesn't happen that often, though.
No.
Like, every once in a while. Like, last week, you and I both couldn't equally.
Come up
we
with.
Couldn't figure out with who Bryan Cranston's name, what his name
right,
was.
We exactly.
just, we knew his,
yeah, just
we knew his character, we knew
right.
the show.
See his face. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, Professor Dubois.
So we both had senior moments.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you're half my age. So what does that tell you? Anyway, if you are in that age bracket and you complain about lack of memory, the information is always there in your brain. This guy has studied the brain his entire career, thus his expertise. He says, if the information is there, that doesn't mean it's lacking. What you have is not Alzheimer's, but anosognosia. Hey, let me see if I can pronounce this. A-N-O-S-O-G-N-O-S-I-A. Let's see. Anosognosia. That's what it is. Anosognosia. That means that's another word for the French word for temporary forgetfulness. So if you are like half the people who are over the age of 60 and you have some symptom, it is because of your age rather than the disease. The most common cases are people forgetting the name of a person, going to a room in a house and not remembering. Excuse
well,
me, why you go there.
Well, that's a lot of people say that happens to them, right? They walk
yeah.
into a room and then they go,
oh,
wait
that.
A second, why did I do this?
Yeah, I do that all the time. And but what I had my brain scanned on two or three different occasions. First, when I was 61, because I was going through this stuff, and I thought, oh, God, what the heck's going on? I had a friend of mine, still do, who runs a company you've heard me talk about, Seriscan in Denver, and that's what they do. They examine the brains of all the NFL players. The government has hired them to analyze the brains of service men and women who have been impacted by explosions, that kind of stuff, what it's done to their brain. So they are the national experts. They may be the international experts. And I'm sure this guy, I'll have to ask my friend Kelly, who runs Seriscan, if he knows of this Frenchman. Anyway, but that was what I was thinking. Oh, my God, I can't remember why I get in my truck and I'm thinking, all right, wait a minute, why am I going here? I thought I was going there. If you have a blank memory for a movie title, an actor, an actress, you know, you may see a picture, for example, of Regis Philbin, although I think that's a bad example because everybody knows him. Olivia de Havilland, who passed away. See a picture of her. Ah, I remember. I know who she is, but I don't remember what her name is. That would happen. If you have that.
So that's also not Alzheimer's?
Not a characteristic of anything.
Okay.
Many people are concerned about these oversights because they just think, well, my mind is going. I'm wasting time looking for glasses or keys, that kind of stuff. People who are concerned would say the following, or this would be appropriate. Those who are conscious of being forgetful have no serious problem of memory. That's rule number one, according to Professor Dubois. Rule number two is those who suffer from a memory illness or Alzheimer's or some related disease are not aware of what's happening.
So every time I'm on the phone with Fancy Nancy, my mom, and she goes,
yep.
My brain doesn't work anymore. I must have Alzheimer's. She says it once
no.
a week. So that
no.
means she doesn't
no.
have it. So I can she report back to her.
Okay. Right. Professor Dubois reassures the people of the world that if you're concerned about your oversights, he says, quote, the more we complain about memory loss, the less likely we are to suffer
okay.
from it. Now, I wish I could do this on, I have a memory neurological test. And I've been putting these sorts of tests, frankly, because they intrigue me, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. And they are like find the 8 in the square of numbers, or find the 0, or find the C. There's a table that I'm looking at right now that Dubois put together. And, you know, if you find the C, then he sends you to the next table, find the 9. The C, I went right to the C. It's on the, like, 9th line down, about 30 letters over. I don't know why, I went right to it. Let's see here. Find the 6 in the table below. All right, I'm scanning it very quickly, and there it is, in the first number of line 4. So, and then there's a table. It says, find the N in a table of M's. And as I'm talking to you, I'm looking through the lines. It's 4 lines, and it's in the first line, almost the last letter over. If you pass these 3 tests, I'm glad I did this on the air because I can't make a liar out of me. If you pass these
well,
3 tests...
Well, you are, like, monitoring your own exam, so...
Well, okay. Then I would let you... I should let
you
do it.
I believe you, but I'm just saying...
If you pass the test without a problem, you can cancel your annual visit to a neurologist. Your brain is in decent working shape. You're far from having any relationship with Alzheimer's. Share this with all of your over 60 friends. It can be reassuring.
I think you should definitely post that on the show Facebook page.
Yeah,
I think
will.
That's a great test for a lot of people to take.
Yep, it is. All right, so there. That's the good news. Oh, there's another good news story, though. I like this. I'm very impressed. And I'm not a big Apple fan, but the fact they're moving their iPhone production from China to India, I think that's something worth celebrating with a hoorah. Or a hoorah! Because it does show that the grip that China has on this kind of technology is weakening. And it's about time. And never mind Apple, but all, maybe because Apple is the biggest, isn't it? I mean, when you get right down to brass tacks, isn't Apple the biggest in this arena? When it comes to iPhone,
well, more people have. Well, Apple is exclusive with iPhone, yes, but more people actually have Androids in the world than
they
iPhones.
Do.
But
where are they
this
made?
Is, you know, Androids are made everywhere. They're okay. Mostly China, which is kind of where all smartphones are made. But I think they have different, depending on what the brand is, whether it's Samsung or you know LG. Just depend Google phones. They're made in different parts are made in different places.
Yeah. Well, kudos to them anyway. They're going to start moving their iPhone 11 units out of China into a facility that they have in India. And this is the first sign I've seen, Victoria. I don't know if you have seen or not. Of
other tech sectors, like chipsets and semiconductors, are also making a move and have already made moves out of China or towards getting out of China. They're moving into, you know, Japan, Southeast Asia. India is another country. That
what is there about Israel's a great technology research center. They don't make stuff there. Mm-hmm. What is there about the workers in the Southeast and Southeast Asia that make them good at this, other than they work cheaply? What else? Is there something else there? Why can't we make this stuff in America?
You know,
the question.
It is the question, and I think labor, we know labor in Southeast Asia, labor is very cheap there. Labor is very cheap in India. Labor is not cheap here in America. Other than that, there are some components of, there are certain types of metals that are just not made in America, and they are made in China and made overseas, so that makes it a little bit more expensive. If we were to build here, we'd have the higher labor costs and higher materials costs.
Yeah.
So that's essentially why stuff was initially built and made over in China, because it just, all the costs were down on across the board. Everything was cheaper.
Yeah. Well, I'm just I'm happy about this. I think it's a
good move, and it's a, I think it should be a good wake up call to the Chinese Communist Party, because
I'm
I think they need to.
Yeah, everybody needs to extract. There's no wake up call for them. They have to be eliminated by their own people. That's what has to happen. They have to figure out some new form of government over there so that they don't all fall prey to the moves of these egotistical bastards that run the Chinese Communist Party. 17 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track, as well as drivers like you and me on the street, for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Endometriosis is a condition in which tissue that normally lines the inside of the uterus grows outside the uterus. It can cause a lot of pain and, for some women, fertility problems. What causes endometriosis? Dr. Tatney Burnett says there are several theories. Probably the most widely held theory is that
we know that 80-90% of women actually menstruate backwards through the fallopian tube, so that probably deposits some endometrial cells in the pelvis.
Now, not all women experience symptoms, but when it comes to treatment, Dr. Burnett says you can manage the symptoms with medications or their surgery.
Medications don't change the disease in a fundamental way. So most experts now are recommending that we excise endometriosis. That means cut it out where we find it.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Now more than ever, people from around the world are shopping online. And so if you've got things to sell, like electronics, video games, or trading cards just sitting around, it's easy to sell those items on eBay. How easy? We asked Rob Bigler from eBay.
Selling on eBay is super easy. If you're on your phone or on an app, there's a sell button, you go into that, and it walks you through the flow. It's even so easy, you can scan the barcode on the item. So you click the barcode button in the app, so you're in the eBay app, and there's a small little icon that kind of looks like a barcode, so you hit that, and then it activates your camera. You put the camera over the barcode on the item, and it automatically registers that barcode and then pre-populates what that item is. And you post it, and it's immediately online and available for about 180 million buyers around the world to take a look at.
Check it out at eBay.com.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I suppose maybe this is considered good news, too, in a half hour of nothing but good news, Victoria. Walmart is wishing its employees happy Thanksgiving by announcing that they will be closed this year on Thanksgiving for the first time since 1980. Walmart said its 5,000 U.S. locations will all be closed November 26th. Sam's Clubs will be closed as well. So I guess if you work for Walmart or subsidiaries, there's your happy Thanksgiving news. 21 after the hour at DJV time.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tim McGraw makes an appearance here now on the DJV program, our musical portion of the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday program. Every hour has a 4 or 5 minute segment devoted to new songs, new music, new stars, information about the stars. So McGraw joined forces with Spotify for a new installment of the streaming series, The Drop-In, surprising a group of nurses working in a COVID unit by singing their praises before literally singing for them. Wow, this is kind of cool here. The men and women thought they were simply getting together via video chat for a work call until McGraw suddenly zoomed into the picture, literally. It was clear from the smiles McGraw earned, the nurses were thrilled to learn the true nature of their meeting and to not only hear him thank them, but to learn why he's so grateful. He said, quote, "I just wanted to say thank you and what great work you're doing." And that's one of the bright lights, I think, through all of this, being able to see how much people care, how hard people work, how selfless people can be, especially you people, our frontline workers who put their lives on the line, take care of people, give our children something to emulate as they go forward in life. That is something that children do need inspiration, that's for sure. Tim then sang his newest single, which you're listening to, I Call Mama. Tim and his wife, Faith Hill, took part in Feed the Front Line. I remember that back in late May.
Yep.
And next month, he releases his first new solo album, a solo studio album, Victoria, in 5 years. He hasn't done this for 5 years. It's called Here on Earth. He'll mark the occasion with a special live stream event featuring some new music, old music, but good stuff. So, good for them. Congratulations to him and the people working on the front lines there. Here's another country act in the... I must admit, Victoria, not knowing who Kaylee Hammock is. But
she's brand new, apparently. I don't know who she is either, okay. Except that I think in 2019, last year, she put out her debut album. Yeah. And I think she's kind of, an up-and-comer.
All right, so let's crank this up, Phil. I want to hear how they sound together. Lord, I hope this day is good. Sounds to me like old country, good. Oh, to me, old country is good country. This really does. It sounds like a country tune, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's from 1981. It's Don Williams. It says
yeah,
they're covering
but
it.
This is a remake. And so it was, yeah, they made a duet out of something Don Williams did in 81. You're right.
You've been the king since the dawn of time. All that I'm asking is a little less pride.
There you go.
It might be hard for the best to do.
Which kind of sounds like Dolly.
A little bit. Hey, both are Georgia natives. Recruited another fellow Georgian to produce the song, Dave Cobb. The result is, as you're listening to it, kind of a smooth, very classic duet, creating verses and harmonizing. I like this, man. Do I like... I've cut my teeth. You know, the first job I had in radio was as a country and western jock. And I didn't know anything about country, even though I told the boss I did. But I learned fast. And it was kind of fun to listen to some of that. Well, that's how I knew you were asking me about Anderson, Bill Anderson, last week. I cut my teeth listening to him. Some of the other stars at the time, Don Gibson, Lynn Anderson. Hammock says that she's been revisiting comforting songs during the quarantine, especially Lord, I Hope This Day Is Good. It's always been a golden classic in my heart. Its message felt much needed today. Calling the contribution of Alan Jackson's Country Music Hall of Fame, Chicken Noodle Soup for the Country Music Soul. That is a fabulous reference to, isn't it? Alan Jackson and Kaylee Hammock here on the DJV show at 28 past the hour.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate Republicans are now unveiling the fourth phase of federal coronavirus response, rolling out their legislative package as enhanced unemployment benefits are beginning to expire for millions of Americans who are out of work due to the coronavirus. The proposal, estimated to cost about $1 trillion, should include another round of $1,200 direct payments to Americans with additional support for families and adult dependents, billions of dollars for schools, and assistance to jobless Americans. Though Republicans are rejecting rejecting extending the $600 enhanced unemployment benefits that expire for roughly 30 million Americans. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley.
When you pay people more not to work than they would get working, what do you expect? People will not work.
States have until October to adjust unemployment benefits to roughly 70% of income. Until then, the federal government would provide $200 per unemployed person. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The first presidential debate has been moved to Cleveland amid concerns over COVID-19. The Commission on Presidential Debates, the nonprofit that has conducted the general election debates for decades, announced that Case Western Reserve University and the Cleveland Clinic will co-host the debate September 29th between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. The University of Notre Dame announced it was pulling out from its hosting responsibilities amid the pandemic. This is the second of three presidential debates to be moved due to the coronavirus. The second debate, scheduled for October 15th, will now be held in Miami after the University of Michigan dropped out last month. The third debate is scheduled for October 22nd at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. Nearly 3,000 federal workers have filed compensation claims for having contracted COVID-19 on the job, a number that is expected to double by early next month, according to a Department of Labor review. Individual agency reports from the three largest federal agencies, Defense, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security, show the extent of infections and death among workers. The Defense Department reported 5,373 virus cases among civilian employees with 33 deaths. Veterans Affairs reporting that 41 employees have died. Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration, two of the largest sub-agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, report a combined 2,905 infections among employees with 14 deaths. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay. All right, where are we? It looks like 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria, Keelan. Jen is on the mend. Back on the morrow with our fingers crossed, we would hope. Anyway, the situation with me and how to deal with me, Victoria and Phil. Phil's our new line producer in our home studio, our main studio in Washington at Radio America. So they were just talking about some new kind of drink that apparently is available in the liquor stores. Mm-hmm. And they
White
made
Claw.
Reference.
Yeah.
And I said, what's White Claw? And so Phil says something that doesn't make any sense to me either about some other drink that is.
I said,
what did he
like
say?
Zima.
Zima.
Yeah, he goes, oh, it's the new Zima. And I was just sitting here going, Phil, that has never That's not going to help. It's not going to help him at all.
Not going to help at all. What is Zima, by the way? Is that a malted kind of a? Are these all alcoholic?
It was a malted vodka drink or something back in the day. It was before my time, but yeah, it was popular for a while, and then I think in certain states they outlawed it because it wasn't showing up on a breathalyzer test. So if you were drinking it and you were pulled over, it was kind of odorless, and I think that's how it was marketed. So it got yanked from the market, and I don't know if it ever really came back, to be honest. But the White Claw is a hard seltzer, which is a big trend right now. White Claw is the most popular brand. And so the reason we're talking about this is because there's a real shortage on aluminum cans in America. And the big reason for that, the main reason for that is that beer is normally shipped in kegs to bars and restaurants. Well, bars and restaurants haven't been ordering kegs because you have to have people in the bar in order to, you know, need the kegs. So they've been ordering everything in cans for to-go purposes. So now there's a huge run on aluminum cans, and beer brewers are way behind. They can't get enough cans. All the White Claw, those are taller, skinnier cans. They're on a major short supply. So
do they? How is recycling? We know how it goes with plastic and recycling, and how that gets reused. There's a big effort to, when they have all the canned things in the supermarkets. You stick your cans in there. Where you get a nickel back or something? Mm-hmm. But people that go around collecting cans. You know, homeless people, they bring them to the stores.
But the problem, though, is that all those aluminum cans get crushed down into pallets. And then they get put on cargo ships to China. And China takes, they used to take like 85% of the world's recyclable goods went to China. But China's not taking anything anymore.
But the aluminum cans can be reused, though, right?
But I don't think we do that here. That's what I'm saying. Like, we send our stuff away and then to China, and then it comes back in the form of new.
Another good business. Well, I know
cans.
I have a friend who runs a recycling center here in Framingham, and the stuff goes. It's a sorting point. You bring all of your metal. I bring truckloads of stuff from the farm every month. I usually have a truckload of scrap metal and iron and that sort of thing. Bring down, dump it out. And then he tells me where it goes. I always am curious about most of the stuff, the old farm equipment that I have dismantled, used to take the parts out that I want to use on stuff that I still have, and then I junk the rest of it. And he says that much of that stuff goes to Turkey. They put it on ships, they bring it to Turkey, they melt it down, and they make re-rod out of it. The construction business, especially the road construction business, is booming all around the planet, and they use that re-rod to reinforce the underbelly of the road, especially if it's a cement. If it's macadam, it's not used so much, but if it's cement, it's used, and on bridges and that sort of thing. All the steel, the re-rod, everything comes from Turkey, and it's all steel that has come from, in my case, old junk balers or tractors, equipment, that sort of stuff. And so it's good to know that it gets recycled. Some of it does get recycled, aluminum bumpers and that sort of thing, and some of the lighter metal that comes out of your car, they separate that and melt it down. They use it in new cars, except that many of the new cars, like I just got a new car last week, and it's all plastic. Well, I mean, it's been plastic, but the amount of plastic in it, pretty amazing. Speaking of my experience last week, here's a business story that will make your hair stand on end. Friday afternoon, I had a problem with one of my lines into the house for Fios, which is how I broadcast to you on the Internet. So it sounds like normally the line is pretty solid, although Phil is disputing that a little today. As we get started, Mondays are kind of crazy. Mondays, Tuesdays, sometimes earlier in the week, the same sort of thing happens where we can't get connected. So what I decided to do is increase the rate, what is it called, the bit rate, so that I will go to the highest that they have. But there were other things going on. The bill was wrong, and I wasn't able to connect on one of the units that I have. So I called on the regular line, the number that they have on the bill. And immediately I'm told, Well, because we're trying to protect you, like, hello, what are you talking about trying to protect? You know, they turn it around and make it sound like they're trying. Well, because of the age of COVID, we're trying to protect you. What are you talking about? You're trying to protect me. So, anyway.
They're not going into anyone's house. They're into anyone's house.
No, going nowhere.
Not. Right. And they're, I don't even know if they're, like, going on people's property. They've said, they started that little chat thing, the little chat bot that you can, that where you basically get nowhere with it. So, I don't know. Verizon, once again, upholding their reputation of being the worst customer service.
I was on the phone for an hour and 40 minutes with them on Friday. Like, I have nothing better to do in my life than to accede to the needs of the way they want to run their business. And I don't know why, other than I'm sort of invested in it now. I don't go to DirecTV and just do whatever I have to do with them. These people make me sick. And finally, I got to talk to somebody who, after working it over with me, she was on. Actually, she and I were on the phone together for an hour and 40 minutes. I waited almost 40 minutes before she answered the phone. And I tried to go online because they keep telling you with a message, well, you can go online and do everything you need to. That's a crock of crap. Now, you can't go online and do much of what you have to do. How are you going to, if you need a new, for example, I need a new modem and what, I'm going to produce that out of thin air? How do I get that if somebody doesn't come and bring it and install it? Come on. Now, who are you kidding with your crap? It just so annoys me.
They just need to wear a mask, and you wear a mask.
That's all.
It's not that hard.
What everybody does.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then three times we went through the bill, I said, well, why am I the last time I talked last year to a Verizon representative, they told me my bill was going to be reduced to $261, and instead it went to $279. And I never called because I wasn't about to spend another hour and a half on the
phone. That's what they do. Well, they raised my. I have Verizon FiOS for our internet connection, and it went up $15 a month, and I didn't call because I. That's what they do. They just changed the bill, and then they sent an email saying, "We recognize that your bill is now $15 more a month." So thank you. That's literally what they said.
Yeah.
They didn't provide an explanation.
Nothing.
There was no detail.
The worst.
It's just this is what it is now.
American company, no service whatsoever.
They know people will not sit on the phone. You are a rare bird that you will sit on the phone for an hour and a half.
Well, because I didn't want to. I had a hay field that I needed to bail. But I was sick of all of this nonsense and the lack of it. I just was more than sick of it. I'm just fed up with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different emotion to being fed up versus being sick of it. And so then after she went through things three times, and she put it in the computer, and then the computer kicked it out, and we had to start all over again because it didn't like something that she put in there. And anyway, then she said, well, we'll be able to send you a representative to bring your new equipment on September the 18th. Hello, this is July. What they've done is lay off half of their staff. They still bill you. They're making tons more than they do. This was an opportunity for them to screw you more and put more money to the bottom line and screw their employees as well.
Yep.
And they get away with it. It is unconscionable what these people do at Verizon. Now, then, because I had a FiOS a cell phone problem, as I have 10 cell phones on my cell phone service, and that was it was one of the phones that was jammed up. So I called that number and was put on hold with that horrible music. The music is meant to make you crazy. So you won't. I'm sure they test it to find out which is the most objectionable music they can put on there so people won't wait on the phone. So
probably.
Then
I would not doubt that.
Nope. So then I went to my iPhone and. Not my iPhone. I went to my computer and I logged on to see what I could do. And then somebody came up, a chat room guy came up and wanted to know what my problem was. So I told him what it was. And we went back and forth. It was probably over the course of another 40, 45, 50 minutes once I got to somebody to talk to them about fixing the problem. There were two problems. One of them was my message box was screwed up. We got that fixed. And the other is that I don't. I'm in a rural area, and my cell phone service is terrible. The clip of the day, actually, I got a couple of them here, more recent clips of the day. All of them are there cumulatively speaking. So if you want to get a taste of what the program is about, you're new to it, go to djvshow.com. We talk about the wonderful dual box of Cheez-Its and wine. Nothing wrong with boxed wine, so they say, and I don't know. I see boxed wine and I think, oof, but I'm not a wine drinker anyway. So you get that clip. We're following the new wine socials and boxed wine. We also have another clip up there where we talk about one of the best ways to reduce carbon emissions, composting your food waste. That's explained in detail in a clip from the show. Plus, you can get the whole show all day, every day. You listen from morning through noon and night. We repeat the show all the time on our own channel. It's djvshow.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, buy one, get one 50% off on all True Red printer paper.
And shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/1/20. In-store only. Discount applies to lowest priced item while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Miami Pit
on my deeper voice. Miami Pit. Which you like better, Tommy?
Miami Pit.
Miami Pit.
You don't like either one of them? Is that what you said?
Let the singers do the singing, man.
Really? Let the fingers do the walking. Pick a finger. Hello, Tom Kreitler.
Good morning.
Who is the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. And you will improve your Money Pit. It is the best home and garden podcast of all time, according to Apple Charts. And one of the things that makes it as popular is that many people who listen to this program then find the Money Pit on the weekend, or they find the podcast. They ask questions of Tom. Here's Aaron, one of our listeners, says, the wallpaper in his kitchen and bathroom is 26 years old. Yuck! He didn't say that. I said that. He says to Tom, I'd like to get rid of it, but I dread taking it down. Can I pay? We had a question similar to this recently, the old business of painting over old wallpaper.
Yeah, I think it's bad form.
Yeah, I do too. It looks, you can tell.
You know what? You can always tell it's painted over, Doug. Plus, the thing is, if you paint over it, it's going to be doubly hard when you do finally get ready to remove it, because you're never going to be able to get the steam or the wallpaper removing solution to soak in beyond that paint. So I really think that you should just take it down, Aaron. And if it becomes difficult, rent a wallpaper steamer. They're pretty inexpensive, and they really speed up the process. And there's also a handy little tool that will pierce the paper and let the steam get behind it. You roll it over it. It's called a paper tiger. It's kind of like, imagine a mouse, like for your computer, but with little like spikes in the bottom of it. So as you roll it over the paper, it like puts little tiny holes in it.
Right. Makes it easier to come off with the steam. All right. The Money Pit newsletter has some important information about a series. I guess you've got a number of different suggestions for tick repellents, which is something I'm most interested in because I don't like the commercial stuff. I don't think it's good for the dog. So, you know, I'm very vigilant. I give them this, take pills and stuff to supposedly keep fleas and ticks off, but I'm not sure that works. So what have you come up with? Where did you find the tick repellent formula?
Well, there actually are, you know, lots of sort of recipes for tick repellents online, but there seems to be some basis behind the concept of using essential oils in tick repellents. There was some scientific work done on that, and it seems to be effective. And so we provided this week a recipe to mix up your own tick repellent. It just takes 2 ounces of witch hazel, or you could substitute vodka, 1 ounce of water, and 20 drops of any of 3 different types of essential oils. You can use geranium, lemon, eucalyptus, lavender, Virginia cedarwood, or Alaskan cypress. So 20 drops each of these will work well. You just put it in a little tiny spray bottle and add 60 drops of the essential oil, pour it in to the water, and you're good to go.
So congratulations, by the way, on the visual. This is about the grossest picture I've ever... I post a lot of gross stuff when I'm talking about what bugs are crawling around in your nose, it's in your pillow and your sheet.
Shot.
Oh, my God. Who took that?
Pretty scary, right?
Oh, my God. Those damn
Imagine
things.
That under your skin.
Ah, well, I have them all the time. Matter of fact, I took a tick off in the back of my neck last Saturday night. And even after I had a shower, they sometimes stick in there. I've had, I don't know, 8 or 9 tick bites this year. Fortunately, they're not the ones that are dastardly. They're just a pain in the neck,
right?
Literally and figuratively.
Literally. Yep.
But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right, so that is very important information. Anybody's got a dog or a cat or whatever, or even if you're out yourself in the woods, do a lot of hiking or walking.
Yeah, you got to be so careful.
Yeah, exactly. Lemon oil, okay. Rachel is remodeling her laundry room,
right.
Wants to know if laminate wood flooring is safe. You love talking about laminate flooring.
Well, there's a lot of floor products out now that are water-resistant or waterproof. Laminate is certainly one of them. The others would be the EVP, the engineered vinyl plank, or the luxury vinyl planks. Those are 100% waterproof. These floors today look just like their wood counterparts, if that's the style you're going for, but they are far, far, far more moisture-resistant. So I think that is a good selection, Rachel, for your laundry room. The other thing is, with the machines today, they're high-speed machines. These high-efficiency machines, they spin very, very fast. So you want to put under the legs of the machine this handy little thing called an anti-vibration block. They're like rubber washers or bumpers that go under each foot.
Right.
And they help to absorb some of that spinning energy and avoid the wear and tear and the walking on the floor.
I wonder if tea tree oil is good in that essential oil list that you did for fleas and ticks. Does that ring a bell? Yes, no? No. Okay. It's 59 past.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.